You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Environmentalist groups in Canterbury are protesting today in front of Environment Canterbury's offices in Christchurch against the agency's decision to grant a 10-year extension to an consent of a highly controversial irrigation scheme. The Mayfield Hines Valletta irrigation scheme involved in irrigating more than 56,000 hectares of privately owned farmland between the Ashburton and Rangitata rivers, and the extension was granted with a strict set of requirements, including 15% reduction in nitrogen losses by 2025 and 25% by 2030. But freshwater advocates argued that the process is not public and the decision could raise nitrate levels in water and soil above safe levels, which could be harmful to the environment and to human health. Peter Richardson is the spokesperson of one of the protesting environmentalist groups, Aotearoa Water Action. So I kind of want to start by asking for us who's not in Christchurch and who doesn't really know what's happening. What is this Mayfield Hines Valletta irrigation scheme?
Okay, well, it's a large-scale irrigation scheme that irrigates many thousands of hectares on the in the area between the Rangitata and Ashburton rivers, which is in mid-Canterbury. And it's an irrigation scheme that is owned by its farmer shareholders, of which there are, I think, a couple of hundred, approximately 95% of whom are dairy farmers. And that scheme holds the irrigation consents, or the water takes and the discharge consents, which allow the individual farmers in that scheme to irrigate and to discharge nutrients from their farms.
Right, but now the company that's holding the scheme has applied for a resource consent for an extra 10 years, but you, as well as other organisations like Forest and Bird and the New Zealand Federation of Freshwater Anglers have been very vocally against it. So why is that?
The original consent that was granted 10 years ago facilitated a massive expansion of dairy intensification in that particular area. That has led to completely unacceptable environmental outcomes and health risks to the community, primarily by way of nitrate leaching into groundwater and into soils, and from there into streams, rivers, wetlands, and other waterways.
What effect does nitrate have on the environment, on our health?
Okay, so in terms of environmental effects, it's very, very damaging to waterways. Increased nitrification reduces the amount of available oxygen in those streams. It increases plant and algae growth. At low levels, it's incredibly damaging to aquatic life. So everywhere up from it's destructive of macroinvertebrates at very low levels. At even slightly higher levels, it affects the ability of small native fish to live and to reproduce. Trout numbers have basically declined to zero in some of what were the best fishing rivers in Canterbury, and probably in the southern hemisphere, to be honest. Incredibly damaging to the waterways and to plant life. We're seeing waterways in the Canterbury region where people once swam, where they once fished, where people can no longer swim and can no longer fish. In terms of health effects, we know that there's a maximum acceptable value for drinking water of 11.3 milligrams per litre in the New Zealand Health Drinking Water Standards, which is set way, way too high. It's higher than other jurisdictions. And there's a number of studies coming out now that strongly indicate that at much, much lower levels, risks of bowel cancer, colorectal cancers increase markedly. The health effects are significant. New Zealand, and particularly Canterbury, has one of the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world presently, and it's very likely that that will get worse if nitrate levels aren't significantly lowered.
Okay.
So when we talk about the levels, the Danish study, which was completed recently, which is the most recent, probably the most authoritative, showed a increase in incidence of colorectal cancer at rates as low as 0.87 milligrams per litre of nitrogen.
Okay, but in front of Environmental Canterbury, there are also two other irrigation schemes that are applying to renew their consent. One is Barhill Chesty, and the other is Ashburton Lyndhurst. So what is the difference between the Mayfield High Villette scheme and these two?
Well, nothing except that Mayfield Hines was first off the rank in terms of their application. So exactly the same considerations apply to Barhill Chesty and to Ashburton Lyndhurst. There's no difference. The only difference was that this was the one that came across the radar first. The other ones, so the MHV Water Limited application, Mayfield Hines Villetta, consent to discharge has been granted by a commissioner, non-notified, which means that the public had no say in the grant of that consent. And the other two, Barhill Chesty and Ashburton Lyndhurst, I'm not sure just what stage they're at, but they will also inevitably be non-notified, and they're coming through the pipeline at the moment.
So the protest action that your group and the others are taking today are not just wanting Environment Canterbury to rescind the consent given to Mayfield High Villette, and also putting a stop to the other two processes as well?
Well, I don't think there's any expectation whatsoever that those consents will or could be rescinded. Really, the rally is just about raising public awareness of what's going on, and also putting pressure on Environment Canterbury to do whatever they can to ensure that we start to bring in rules that no longer allow these consents to be granted.
Okay,
And at the very least require them to be publicly notified.
Okay, my final question, are you aware of any issues like this but happening outside Canterbury?
Yep, we are. Our group has been contacted by concerned residents in a proposal to allow greater irrigation, an area just out of Nelson, to substantially increase irrigation there. And again, the concern is the increased nitrification. And that's all to do with the Waimea Dam, which was recently approved by the local council there. I'm a little bit sketchy on the details, but the same concerns are definitely raising their heads in other areas, and particularly around prevalence of nitrate loss. And of course, we have that issue which has so far been swept up under the carpet in the Waikato, where Fonterra's ghost farms have been found to be leaching nitrate and I think other chemicals at frankly staggering rates, and the implication there is that there are in fact already serious health risks as a result of that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.